Welcome to the podcast of powerboating.be, brought to you live from Belgium. Today we will be talking to Pierre Colpin of the 2B1 racing team. Hi Pierre.
Hello Carol.
How are you doing these days?
Very fine, thank you. It's very nice weather here, so I think it will be the same at your place.
I think so too. Okay, the new season is coming. First up is in Malta, is next week. How is your boat? Is he up and running?
Yes, it was. It's quite a bit the same as last year. We have changed nothing in particular. Just regarding the setup, we modified two sets of herring props, 5 and 6 blade. And we also ordered by Craig Wilson two new mirrors. So we will not use the digital, the digital movies or not cameras anymore. But it will be the same mirrors like in the racing cars in the Indy 500. So I think I will be a bit more relaxed in the boat when I have a good view behind us.
Okay. What about the team? Are there new members? Are there any changes?
Yes, the most visible team change is the absence of Benjamin and the switch from team manager also. So now we have Bea. It's Nico's wife, the team, the engineer. His wife. She will be our new team manager, and Stan will be our race engineer. So he will have all the time in doing things where he's very good in. So, and then we have also a newcomer. Named Bob, and he will give a helping hand where it will be needed.
Last Sunday you had a test and the sea was quite rough. How did it go?
Like always, very good. So we are very happy with Fountain. You know it already. We have a very good boat, and but we kept it. We tested about 1 hour on Sunday just to see if everything worked well. But our engineer Nico van Akkelen has done, like always, an excellent job, and everything run like a Swiss watch. We are more than ready, and we kept it easy. So we don't want to have problems just before we have to leave Belgium now.
Okay, there are other boats in the competition this year. There are a few less, but what do you think of the pack you have to compete with this season?
Regarding last year we were third, just behind Metamarine and OSG. So without them, honestly, I think maybe we are the favorite for this season, but I really expect a lot of the new Lucas Oil boat. I know the boat from Mystic, so the builder of the boat. All the boats from Mystic are very fast. And I know the reliability of the Stirling engines. We saw it in Silverline 2 years ago also. So it will be a strong package, I think. And also, it's the second season of Michael and Nigel together. It's also very important. Mm-hmm. You have to learn, you have to feel each other. So I expect a lot of them. And then it will be the second season of the Ukrainian Spirit also, so with Victor and Aaron, and I hope they will be stronger than last year also.
Yes, their Chodron powerboat is, in any case, is quite impressive. What are your ambitions for this 2011 season?
Like every year, every team want to be on the top spot, and that's also the reason why Frank and I decided to do all the races by ourselves. We really want to go for the championship this year, and we learned a lot from the previous years also, and I think it will help us to make a good show this season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and to end this interview, what would you like to say to our visitors and to your fans here in Belgium?
I really want to thank everybody, because without them, it won't be the same. On Facebook also, we received a lot of messages now, the latest days, to encourage us, and it helped us. It helped us really, and I hope we will give them something back in return also.
Thanks a lot, Pierre. I wish you and your team a very safe season and a very successful one. Thank you.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carl.